This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Here's Matt. Guns it. Caught. Hurst. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown Calvin Ridley. Grady Jarrett got another one. You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Tuesday. It's been a busy day and a busy couple of hours here talking about what's going on with the Falcons. We do have a new punter, which we'll tell you about coming up here in just a sec. But if you're just joining us today, part of our discussion coming off of yesterday and a Falcon Monday and the loss on Sunday, we'll have Coach Arthur Smith on the show tomorrow at 5 o'clock, is the DNA and the makeup of our organization and the perception of it. And how do we get out of this? You know, we talk about things not changing, and I'm a big believer in things do change. I do think that at some point we see, you know, either this team winning this season, we see a shift with the new organization as far as the personnel and the coach and the new GM. But Mike, when we talk about where we're at, and this is a discussion I was having today with some people, you know, part of it is that we just haven't been good enough. Right. You look at the games, and I'm not just saying our 0-2. I'm going back the last 3 years that ultimately led up to Dan Quinn being fired. Team just wasn't good enough. Did we have enough great players? And do we currently? I don't know if we do. And then you go, well, what about the scheme? Was the scheme good enough? Well, you know, it took Quinn 9 games to fire himself, so obviously it wasn't. But is the scheme good now with Dean Pease? And part of the problem is guys may or may not know where they're supposed to be lined up. All of these things, guys, go into what the perception is and what we actually are. And it's part of our poll question today as we're talking about this with you guys at Dukes and Bell 929. And, you know, I'm just looking at some of the results and a lot of guys voting, but your choices are simple. What's been the crux of the issues for the Falcons? Is it years of systematic failures? And we say years, not 60. We're talking about the last five.
That's
right?
That's what I voted for. Basically, the general manager and the regime and the attitude. But go on. There's other choices.
Yeah, but put us in this place. Players underperforming. You can vote for that. The perception of just losing, and maybe that's the reason we're in this rut and we can't seem to get out of it. And then not letting coaches build and do the job that they need to do is also a choice. If you have another reason that you think is a part of this, you can go vote. But, Mike, where are you at? Is this real with where we're at as far as just not being good enough, or is there just more to it?
Well, again, first things first, guys, for those that are not following our drift, we're not crapping on Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot. They inherited what – and we're asking the question, how did we get here, you know? I think there's a lot of people, and I kind of lean towards that, where I just want to get a new start to this thing. I would like to see, you know, a new quarterback and a new breath of fresh air. And it's not a knock on Matt. I just think it's run its course. We as you know, Chris likes to play those promos. We didn't win anything with Matt Nolia. Well, we didn't, you know, and that's what we built. We had our window. And to be quite honest, the last year that was our shot was 17. And it's been diminishing returns ever since. Give me a freaking break! God, I sound like such an idiot. Philosophically, Carl, why do you feel we're this way? Because we don't have an identity. And our identity has always been scoring points. We've never had a great defense. I told Carl, I don't want to rehash the whole show, but just an idea. As bad as things look right now for Falcon fans, Think about when I was a kid, and like, would you have said the Giants would have four Super Bowls, the Buccaneers would have two Super Bowls, the freaking Saints would have a Super Bowl win? It can change. No, yes, we're 16, we let it slip through our fingers, and we can't cry about that forever. Now, where do we go? So we're not talking about how we got here. I mean, I'm sorry, we're not talking about what Arthur Smith is going to do. We're talking about how we got here. That's, Carl, the question we're asking. Arthur Smith might be the savior. Fontenot might be able to do some things. But this year was never going to be that year because of the limitations with the cap and everything else. I mean, Arthur Smith, by the way, we might find out that Mayfield can do this job, right?
And believe it or not, he looked better this week than he did in week one. Go ahead.
But don't, everybody wants to pronounce things dead on arrival. Okay, can we give Arthur Smith a chance to do his job? Let Fontenot do his job. They inherited a real train wreck. And if you want to keep sitting there and, you know, you want to, you know, point fingers at this and that, I'm just saying, Carl, there is a bit of fatigue with the fan base because now we just feel like it is kind of, let's be honest, we're rebuilding now. And a rebuild starts with things you can build on. And that starts with getting this offensive line and defensive line right.
Where are you guys at? 404-741-0929. Go vote on the poll. Dukes and Bell 929 on Twitter. Follow Mike. He is Mike Bell, A-A-T-L. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. This radio station 929. The game. Follow us on the gram as well. It's all about the gram and live on Twitch. When you say, and you talk about, you know, Arthur Smith and where we're currently at, and you're right, Mike, we don't know. Two games in, I can't tell you he's going to be a genius or.
And I don't know he's going to fail either. He could do either one, but it's way too early for anyone to say either one of those things.
Yeah. And I think I do think it's unfair, to judge them on what you inherit. It's why when usually you get a new boss, people get fired. It's just the way it is. Right. And you know why? Because they want to make sure they bring in their people and that they have a direction of where they want to go. In every business I've ever been a part of, it's just how things work. So it's not fair to say, hey, you get all of this and then go ahead and work with it. Now, with that said, let's talk about the pass regime, because I do think this is part of the makeup of what has happened. The last 3 years of what was, guys are trying to save their jobs. When you're desperate to save your jobs, Mike, you make mistakes.
Right.
And the mistakes that were made were not only in the pickups and potentially the drafts. You know, we do have some guys that can play. I love A.J. Terrell. I think, again, we gave him a shot. You see where he's coming along. He's got to continue to develop. He might be out this week. Mike talked about the concussion protocol. But there are some guys that we have either inherited or drafted over the last few years that can't play. But the other side of this is, when you're desperate to save your job, you make mistakes also by paying guys you don't need to pay. Julio. And that is a part of why we weren't able to do some of the things we wanted to do free agent-wise. I think once you clear all of that up, right, and you wipe the whiteboard clean, Mike, and right. You say, Terry Fontenot, you got $60 million. Here you go. Go do what you need to do. That's when we can really start to judge some of the moves that are going to be made. I can't judge these moves that were made this offseason.
No.
I can't.
No, again, Fontenot guys, he came in. Now, again, I don't know what
I'm talking about free agents, Mike.
Right.
Free agents.
I don't know what Arthur Blank was expecting Fontenot to do. I mean, like, we're going to find out if Mike Davis can do this job. You know, the contract by NFL standards wasn't a big one. You know, I mean, Cordarrelle Patterson, the good news is Cordarrelle Patterson might be one of the best athletes on the team. The bad news is Cordarrelle Patterson might be one of the best athletes on the team. So, you know, but you do see, now let's talk about the positives. You see how good Kyle Pitts is. You see Kyle Pitts. And again, Matt would have had four interceptions if not for Kyle Pitts with that behind-the-back grab. You know, and he makes an unbelievable catch. So you see the skills, right? And like, as we said, guys, Matt, it's a shame that Matt didn't win a Super Bowl here. And it's, you know, and you almost wish that they could find a way to trade Matt and get into a place where maybe he can do some good things. And, you know, and he can be respected and he can be, I don't know, appreciated the way he probably didn't get it here, right? But that's where we're eventually going to go. Ain't going to happen
this year.
I don't care
how they happen. There's still two pick sixes.
now, granted, Matt, I did write a blog in 15 saying we should just tank and go get Deshaun Watson, but Deshaun stayed in college another year. And again, hopefully Deshaun would have found another way to get his jollies when he was here in Atlanta had he been our quarterback. But again, Carl, water under the bridge. Now, as far as where are we now, I just think we try to get the most out of what we got, and that's what we're trying to do. Can we build on it? Now, that's not sexy. You had fans who thought, and it's your fault, Carl, because you said 11 wins. You got fans who thought this team was going to the playoffs this year.
Well, here's the thing. I'm always going to have hope until I don't. It's like me jumping in the water and going, you know, I'm not going to make it. I'm supposed to swim over there, but I'm always going to have hope until there isn't any. So that's just how I operate. I mean, I didn't go into a season and go, we're going to win one game.
Right.
I'm not a defeatist like that. So until they show me, then that's when I'll start to back off the fact like, okay, we're not any good. Because as I always tell you guys, let the information happen before we start to judge. Now we're in the season. In the off season, we can do all of this. You know why? Because there are no games. But once the games start, it changes. So now we're 0-2. What happens Sunday against the Giants? I'm going to tell you guys, if they give me what they gave me in the third quarter for four quarters, we win Sunday. And I think we win easily if that happens. The problem is, and it gets back to what we're talking about with the makeup and the DNA, you don't believe they're going to do that. You believe we're only going to get a quarter and a half, two at the most. And you're going to go, well, see, that's what I was talking about, Dukes and Bell. But see, I'm not a believer like that. I think that Arthur Smith is slowly but surely getting some of the things he wants in place. You cut down again on the mistakes, and all of a sudden you find yourself in the fourth quarter with the lead. That's what I want to believe happened Sunday, because I don't think the Giants are that good. I just don't.
What I'm about is an old school physical mentality.
Now, Galladay, get over here and yell at Jason Garrett, because he's a nitwit. And by the way, they've got some skill position players. We know that. They're going to try to run the football. I think Giants, and I was reading some of the blogs up in New York, they think they can run on us and establish the run with Saquon Barkley, which, you know, I think Giants fans would like to see him do that.
And they've been careful with him, by the way.
Right.
They've been careful.
But I think they also, if they're the Giants coaching staff, you look at how, and not that you're going to see Matt Jones scramble 20 times or anything, or Daniel Jones, I should say, but Daniel Jones can move. And how do you let him get out of the pocket and move the chains? I don't like that aspect of it. But the only thing you can really legitimately complain about Arthur Smith right now is the fact that we didn't get to see some of the starters early in the season, something you and I kind of talked about a lot. So that the only thing I think you can really argue about is, you know, why didn't we do that in hindsight? Because we needed to have these guys hitting the ground running. Now it looks like we're hitting the ground running in week two, right?
Yeah.
We'll represent this area.
That guy's going to get fired next year anyway. I mean, that's a dead man walking up there in New York.
Eric says, maybe he's screaming at me, Arthur Blank said, son, Julio, tell the whole truth. You know what Arthur Blank did? Just like he always does. He listened to his football people, and his football people who were fighting for their jobs told him that he needed to. And as a good owner, Eric, he did it, but Eric, he should not have.
Eric, we've talked about this 5,000 times. We're trying to look forward. Julio is the best and the worst. The best of times, the worst of times, and why we are here. When Dimitroff's big move was to get Julio, you think he's ever going to not sign Julio? I mean, it would be like refuting everything you did. And part of the reason we are here, in 11, Carl, we go get Julio. In 12 and 13, we don't have the draft picks for the offensive line. And the guys we do draft suck. So then we got to go spend money on Alex Mack and do other things for the offensive line. Dimitroff ruined this football team because he never understood offensive line. Period. And defensive line, too.
All right, coming up, Strong Arm Story of the Day. Next.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Hey, guys, Falcon Report, as always, is brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Domino's, guys. Other guys will offer you some stuff, and you find out, wait a minute, there's hidden fees. Not with Domino's, they give you a lot of frees, a 1 in 14 chance to score part of $50 million in free stuff, including lava cakes and pizzas and more. Get all the details tonight when you go to Domino's.com and order that deal.
We will go around the yard with the Braves as they take on the D-backs again tonight. Braves win yesterday. And
Philly loses, so magic number 11.
Yeah, it'll be a bullpen start for our Braves. Luke Weaver is starting for the D-backs. At least he's the probable starter. We'll see how things roll tonight, but we'll talk about that coming up in 20 minutes. As we talk about things changing, and they will change, week to week they change in the NFL. Last week, Aaron Rodgers was a bum, worst game of his career. Oh, Packers are in trouble. Last night, he was brilliant, Mike. And you said you had Aaron Jones.
Yeah,
four touchdowns for him. Let's hear Aaron Rodgers to Aaron Jones. This was one of the touchdowns last night as we talk about quarterback play in the NFL.
Rodgers looking, waiting, sends it out left side. Aaron Jones wide open to the end zone. Touchdown! 11-yard touchdown pass. Aaron Rodgers to Aaron Jones. And a Lambeau leap to the north end zone stand for Showtime.
So proven versus unproven. Proven is Aaron Rodgers. Unproven are guys that we're watching right now, like, oh, I don't know, Mac Jones, who hadn't really done anything, or any of these other rookies who continue to struggle. I mean, Wilson, Zach Wilson had four turnovers for the Jets. But this is a guy that has a proven track record. You knew he was going to come back and probably play well. He did last night, Mike. Last but not least, here's the thing about Aaron Rodgers.
By the way, Goff is kind of somewhere in the middle because he's a guy that has all the talent, but the organization just was done with him, and they moved on from him. So now, and you saw that last night, some good and some bad from Jared Goff.
Yeah, but I don't even think he's in the middle. I don't think Jared Goff plays with the moxie you need to be an elite quarterback. He's young enough. You're right. He's got all the throws. He can make all the throws. I don't think that's the problem is the makeup, Mike.
And I don't know if it was if McVay was speaking in code, because some guys have said, is it the study habits? Is it the work ethic that he doesn't have, or just the lack of ability to produce on the field? But they moved on from him. You know, I mean, that's a guy they committed big money to and then said no. So, and again, Stafford right now, it's in a very small sample size. Must feel like he won the lottery going out there to L.A.
I know. I think, and by the way, they're 2-0. I think they take on the Bucs this week. You're talking about the Rams. But yeah, but Jared Goff, you are so good in the first half, and your team is leading, and then you completely disappear. That just can't happen if you're one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Hey, and I know he went to a Super Bowl, but I put that on other things much more so than Jared Goff being great that year. He was good, but he also had a healthy Todd Gurley. He had one of the best defenses. I just all the play calling with Sean McVay. And now you look at him, and last night was just one of those examples for me where you go, he's not that good.
Well, the coaching staff, again, I don't know what they're doing. That's Campbell, the guy we made fun of with the sound bite, sound like he's a caveman wrestler. They abandoned the run game. They completely, and then when the game was still really even, they just completely got away from the run game. And how much of that the Packers dictated, I don't know. But the getting back to Aaron Rodgers, you knew he was going to bounce back. And Aaron Rodgers, Carl, he heard all the stuff. Everything that was being said about him, he heard it all.
Oh, that was your cue, Chris, to play the
Rodgers.
Even
more now than when I started playing. There's so many overreactions that happen on a week-to-week basis. So it's nice to come out, have a good performance, and get the trolls off our back for at least a week.
Well, I mean, I got a cut sheet. I figured I'd throw to it seamlessly. What now?
But, yes, he's right. And listen, he's taking a shot at the trolls because he heard it. Aaron hears everything. But this is why you're not going to count the Packers out. Now, Mike, you said earlier you're still concerned about the defense. You're watching the Manning cast. You're still concerned that the Packers defense is not that good, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, Detroit, I don't know why they did what they did and didn't kind of a more balanced attack at times, especially when before the game got out of hand. But, yeah, that's a Packers defense that looked really lost at times. And I just you wonder, can they go toe-to-toe with Tom Brady and the Bucs? Nah. And we just mentioned Matthew Stafford. And right now it's a smaller sample size, but that Rams offense has got a reliable delivery system that they didn't have when we just talked about the aforementioned Jared Goff. So, yeah, I'm with you. Packers, I don't know if it's going to require making a trade, which rarely happens in the NFL, but there's something missing with that defense.
All right, couple of news notes around the NFL, a strong arm story of the day. We'll talk Braves here in a bit. We have a new punter, Dustin Colquitt. Name sound familiar? Because he was the Chiefs punter on their Super Bowl team. And you go, well, was our punter that bad? Mike, let's rediscuss discuss this again for folks who missed it yesterday about field position in Sunday's game.
Well, if you didn't see, they haven't cut Niazlik yet, so he's still there. And I think they got Colquitt technically is on the practice squad is the way it's described. But they do add a guy who's a high-profile NFL punter. And as we said, last year it was a joke. We went through, what was it, 6 punters, Carl, we went through last season?
Yeah.
No joke, guys. So if you didn't see the game, I think you did. You're all Falcon fans. You're listening to us. We get the game down to 3 points. We can't get things rolling on this one, that one drive, so we have to punt. And what happens? We get a 30-yard punt, which sets Tom Brady up and the Bucs on the 43-yard line. And I'm sorry, I mean, you got one job to do, and he had 2 shanks. He had 1 54-yarder, then he also had a 30-yarder and a 33-yarder. And the way we go through punters like Sox, I said it. On Twitter, I go, blank can this guy. What do I care? I mean, you're here to do a job, dude. So he's on notice, and we'll see. But Colquitt has been there and done that, so we got another guy ready to go, I guess.
Yeah, I just – when you bring in another guy that does your job, it's only a matter of time.
Right. You got one job to do, man. One job. That's it.
All right, so that's going on. Meanwhile, a bunch of injuries that are playing out around the league. Tua has bruised ribs. We don't know if he'll be available this week. Carson Wentz double sprained ankles. Jarvis Landry, Mike mentioned, he's now on the injured list. So he had, I guess it's a MCL injury. All of these things that are going on around the league. And the Broncos have lost 5 starters in 2 weeks. So there's the injury bug. that is hitting the league, and Mike, all of these teams are having to deal with it. And then the Texans, I think they play on Thursday night. Is your guy Mills going to be quarterbacking?
Now, again, for the record, he was wanted by me as a project, okay? Because Matt Ryan, I got all these guys, yeah, your boy Davis Mills looks like S. I go, yeah. I go, because he probably got, like, what, Carl, 10 snaps in practice all week?
Maybe.
And so then they threw him in, and he sucked, and he was terrible, okay? Well, the dude from Stanford has got a cannon for an arm. He can also move, and we'll see now. He'll get all the playbook. He's going to sink or swim. But, again, they're not going to go with Deshaun. That ship has sailed. It's not an option for the for the Texans. So, yeah, Davis Mills is a kid that I wanted because I thought, you know, knowing that we were going to have Matt for at least one or two more years, you could bring this guy along. That was my logic. So, but, yeah. Small sample size. Not good the other day. And by the way, poor Tyrod Taylor. Dude, this guy literally cannot catch any breaks. We said this yesterday, but he can't catch any breaks.
He can't. He can't, man. I feel bad for him because realistically, he's done nothing wrong, right? I mean, it's not like he's played himself out of a job. If you watch the Browns game last week, and I was all over the NFL last week just checking out different teams, but, that was a game up until Tyrod Taylor gets his hammy hurt and he's out. I mean, he's balling. They are in that game, and everybody's like, uh-oh, are they going to beat the Browns? So you had the situation with the Chargers that was not his fault. You go to the Texans thinking you're going to be the backup. Then you got this mess going on with Deshaun. Now you're thrust into being a starter again, and he's been a really good starter where he's been. Buffalo, again, the Chargers. And now with the Texans, you're right. He can't catch a break.
No, I mean, like, he is if you remember Chris Chandler for older Falcon fans, everywhere Chandler went, they would draft a quarterback. And so it's the same thing with Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
Like, Chandler was in Houston when they drafted Steve McNair, and then he was here when we drafted Mike Vick. And obviously Chandler at that point in his career was just so shaky because he couldn't stay healthy. But Tyrod, as Carl mentioned, he had bad ribs, so they go to give him an injection, they puncture his lung. But meanwhile, Justin Herbert got off to a fantastic start last year. I don't know how Davis Mills is going to do in short work week. Here's the playbook, and now good luck with that. Meanwhile, there's some other stories, including today. We mentioned this has nothing to do with players or anything, but, you know, it's New Orleans, so I'll bring it up, Carl. The Superdome had a fire today. Damage appears to be minor because, again, it's worth nothing. It's the Superdome. But according to WDSU in New Orleans, damage assessment
on
the roof.
What do you say? Put duct tape on it.
They said, I mean, there's this giant billowing smoke coming out from the roof. It said that no one could smell the smoke. Of course you can't smell the smoke because it's got that dreadful, musky combination of urine and beer smell at the Superdome that nobody noticed the thing was on fire for about a half hour. Either way, they said it'll be structurally fine in the Saints game against the Giants on October 3rd. Should go on as planned.
Mike, that smell was not coming from the Superdome. It was coming from the quarter.
Yes. Now again, 48 hours is all you need in the Crescent City, baby. Okay. That's all you need.
All right. And we can make fun because they're our arch enemy, guys. Right. It's what we do on this show. It's Dukes and Bell. It's going to be interesting to see this next week, all these injuries plan out. But for the Falcons, here's the good news. You know, we haven't had to deal with that. We just haven't played well enough to win. And that's part of the discussion we're having today when it comes to our Falcons. Go vote on our poll, guys, at Dukes and Bell 929. It is interesting to see all of the responses and guys hitting us up talking about this. And listen, I don't care how you feel. Again, it doesn't matter when you say, I can't believe you guys are saying this, that, and the other. I'm asking you, what is the reason and why you think the change can't happen, whether it's this season or beyond? We got to give our coaches and our new organization or GM time to do this. All right, man, we're coming back, Mike. We're going to talk some Braves, Braves and D-backs tonight. Magic number Mike gave to you, but I think the bigger thing is that offensive explosion last night might be the key to winning this division.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Braves.
All right, guys. Braves remain in first place in the NL East. But, Mike, we got to keep winning. 11-4 victory last night. I'm going to let you hear from Adam Duvall coming up here in just a second. He hit a monster home run, but he also talked about just being locked in. And guys, whether you believe in the pitching or starting pitching, which Mike, I'm sure, is going to address here in a second, the one thing this team can do is hit. The one thing we can do is score runs. If we do that, okay, between now and the end of the month, and then we get to the playoffs, we're going to give ourselves a chance to get back to the NLCS. As crazy as it may sound, and I'd love to be, you know, have the ability to have Acuña on this team right now, but it's not happening. So the guys that we have shown in their roles, Mike, they can hit, whether it's Riley, Rosario, Soler. I mean, we can go down the list of new guys and new faces. But that's what this team is. So we got to be able to do this. Now, I know you're going to say, well, wait a minute, Dukes and Bell, didn't we play a bad team last night? Mike, we did.
Hey, we're both playing bad teams. The Phillies are 5-5 in the last 10. The Braves are 5-5 in the last 10. But the magic number's down to 11. Combination of their losses are wins. So they lost to the Orioles last night to zip. But we delivered the goods. And as I said to Joe Patrick earlier today talking about the Bravos, I'm just a little concerned because we literally, Carl, in the space of what? Less than a month, we've gone from, well, we've got so much pitching, we can go with a six-man rotation. And then we can go, well, maybe five now. And then we talk to Alex Anthopoulos. Well, we got four guys. I don't even consider Hinoa a guy I generally trust right now.
I know.
I mean, I know Lauren. I'm not saying, guys, I'm not saying to get rid of him. I'm just saying right now, do you trust Hinoa? He can't get you five or six innings. You know, his pitch count balloons. He throws too many balls. And it's seemingly he'll have guys put away and then they let him battle back in the strike in the count. And it's just too many pitches. Last night it was 75 pitches, Carl, in four innings. So, and now from six man rotation, now we got to do a bullpen start tonight.
I know. He gave you
I don't like that. I know this is a bad team, but I still don't like a bullpen start.
Well, neither do I. I mean, because it's all up in the air, and maybe you get a really good start.
Right. But if your closer the next day, I'm sorry, if your starting pitcher the next day doesn't go deep, now you've taxed your bullpen even further.
Yeah, and that becomes the issue. You know, four innings, he did give up three runs, but, you know, that's to Mike's point. That's not six and a third or seven, and, you know, you just haven't seen that consistency. So right now, the D-backs, they are a bad team, but we've got to take advantage of it. And that's all I care about right now. I don't care who's in front of us. So, you know, last night's meeting with this team was really about Riley. He had three doubles, and it was about Adam Duvall. Now, Duvall, if you missed this shot, I would just go say, go video or go check it out on YouTube or, you know, wherever you get your videos and watch how far this ball goes that Adam Duvall hit.
Swing and a drive by Duvall. Way back in left center. How far is that one going? To the concourse. Wow, a mammoth home run. Duvall keeps his hit streak alive. And the Braves have blown it open.
Now, they're saying that's one of the longest home runs of the year. So, you know, they keep track of all this kind of stuff. For me, it was just, I knew it went a long way. I didn't know how far.
I mean, like, but 500 feet? How far? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, he crushed it. So he was asked about, you know, his season so far. We know he's been locked in.
Duvall, 483 feet, by the way. That's what they're saying.
So 37, what's he got now? 37? Is that right?
Over 100 RBIs. And if the average was just up a little bit, but he's the modern-day slugger, walk, strikeout, or, you know, home run. But I saw Peter Moylan last night in the postgame saying, man, if the average is up a little bit, he could be a legitimate Triple Crown contender.
I agree. This is Adam Duvall.
I kind of gotten to what I would call like one of the, like a very strong position as far as like when I made contact with the ball, like, you know, we try to get into that position all the time, but obviously the pitcher's goal is to disrupt timing and space in the swing. But that was the purest ball that I've hit, in my big league career. So, you know, that's like one of those ones that you work for and you strive for. It's almost like, your best drive in golf, you know, but you very rarely achieve it. But when you do, it's fun.
So Adam Duvall DeChambeau'd it, Carl, last night. And I said Triple Crown, meaning MVP. Obviously, the average have to come up 100 points to be a Triple Crown. But 483-foot home run for Duvall. And now you look to the future, whatever the postseason is going to be this year. But a guy we definitely want to lock up and just keep here for forever, Carl, because he's doing great things. And he's really good in the outfield and any part you want to put him in.
Well, here's what's crazy. you felt like, and I say you, meaning the Braves, felt like you couldn't afford him last year. Can you afford him now?
Well, Anthopoulos,
can you afford him now?
Anthopoulos said when it came to Melanson and Duvall, and I think Braves fans don't want to hear this, and I don't know if Arthur, I mean, it is what it is, but Alex said they didn't know where the budgets were going to be, they didn't know what the turnstiles clicking were going to be, so that's where there was. Because he works with a salary cap, guys, whether he will ever admit it or they'll admit it, so we didn't do it. But the good news is we gave away nothing to get him back, right?
No, we didn't. And that's what I'm saying. You got him for nothing, all right? A guy that you probably won't even hear about, and if you do, you won't remember. But do you keep him? Meaning, how does this go moving forward? Because, again, it was like, well, it wasn't cost prohibitive.
We traded Alex Jackson for him, man.
No, I know. Nothing. So I just bring that up to say, yes, I'm right with you. Duvall's a guy. Soler's going to be interesting because, again, contract year, and you're going to pay Freddie. We know that. And you want to take care of some of these other guys and then go spend some money on pitching. I just don't know if he's going to be back, but I want to see what he does in the postseason if we're able to win this division like I think we are.
And we talked about this earlier. 6-55 is Dansby Swanson. So Dansby's going to hopefully crank it up. Joe Patrick reminded us that he can be streaky good as the entire Braves team was, Carl, to start the second half of the season after the trades went down. But in the month of August, obviously on fire was Dansby. But he's cooled off a little bit. So hopefully, and Ozzy to a lesser extent, but they've got to find a way to get things rolling because you don't want to be going into the into the postseason without momentum, right?
No, not at all.
And finally, I will beat my one last beef is because we are going down with this bullpen thing, we might run the bullpen into the ground against one of the worst teams in baseball because you don't trust Smiley and we don't trust, obviously, Tukey. Last night, Richard Rodriguez, I want to bring up something Tom Glavine said. He's got to change pitches. It can't be all fastballs. And if it's going to be all fastballs, he's got to move around. They cannot be locked in, Carl, belt high. He was up in the strike zone again. Everything he gave up last night was hard hit. And the game was a wash at that point, but still, it was a little scary.
It was. All right, guys, your thoughts. We go around the league or around the yard every day, should I say. And I just want to see the explosion. I want to see us continue to score runs. And whether it's 11 or 7 or whatever it's going to be.
But covered baseball forever. The adage is, and we ran into this in St. Louis the year we lost, and the Dodgers before, the good pitching beats good hitting.
It does. And so that's the thing. Can the hitting be such an overwhelming thing for this team that keeps us in games even when you don't trust the pitching? And I say trust, I'm talking about we've said this, and I'll use the Dodgers as an example. They got 7 guys, okay, that they could throw out on any given night in a 7-game series that's going to give them 5 or more innings. Strong. That is going to be the fundamental difference within the Dodgers and everybody else. Now, that doesn't mean they win it, but they have that ability. We just don't. We're going to be lucky to say we got 3 guys in a 7-game series that we feel comfortable giving us 5 innings and taking that pressure off of your bullpen, which means you've got to score runs. So that's kind of how I'm looking at this team as we head towards the postseason. This is not a team where I'm hanging my hat on the fact that, man, look, we've got 3 Cy Young Award winners. Max Scherzer, guys, we've talked about it with our buddy Tony Gwynn Jr. He's been a dog since coming over. So, you add him to the mix of what they already have.
Yeah. I mean, and again, they're gonna get Kershaw back and all that. I mean, get him back to where he needs to be for October. So, yeah, man, we got the Padres coming up. Padres seem like they're kind of in free fall or a bit a lot of disarray, to put it mildly. By the way, we made a move today, Carl. We claimed Chadwick Trump off of waivers.
Stop it.
No, Vogt got hurt and they brought Contreras back up. In case you're wondering, Chadwick Chandler Trump. It's a great name. He is a Reuben. Hey, girl, you want to talk about Chadwick Trump now? Baseball catcher now for the Atlanta Braves. Says it on Wikipedia. So he's with the Giants organization the last couple of years.
All right, man.
Made me chuckle. Chadwick Trump. I'm going to use that name for reservations this week.
Well, it did. Well, you might get in some places.
Yeah. Who am I? I'm Chadwick Trump.
All right, man. We've got our top 3 and 6 coming up. Most important story on the way. It's been a busy day. If you missed earlier in the show, by the way, we did have a chance to have Chuck Smith on talking about the Falcons up front. And some of the things he saw in the last game, and he does a great job of analyzing that for us. We will move ahead Friday as he'll come back on to talk about the Giants, and we look at our segment Big on Big. That's coming up. But when we come back, top 3 at 6 next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.